5 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm LaTanya Turner. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. A two-month-long drug trafficking investigation by the Maury County Sheriff's Department came to a head last week. Officers executing search warrants uncovered more than 2,000 pills, including about 1,500 fentanyl-laced pills, nearly $58,000 in cash, multiple firearms, a truck, and illegal narcotics, including cocaine. No word yet on how many people were involved. The Sheriff's Department credits assistance from members of the Cybercrime Unit with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. Some Nashville area plantations are looking to revise the ways they present their complicated history, namely the history of enslavement. Andrew Jackson's The Hermitage is launching an updated tour about the people enslaved there this month. But some historians and descendants have criticized their approach, which did not involve historians of color or direct engagement with descendants. Other presidential plantations have approached things differently, like James Madison's Montpelier, which in recent years has added descendants of people enslaved to Montpelier's board. Eola Lewis Dance, the former president of Montpelier, told our Daily Show, This is Nashville, that descendant engagement is crucial for accurate interpretation.
You can't do that kind of interpretation, reconstruction, and full storytelling without working directly with descendants. They have helped us to really think about how you consult early, how you consult often, and how you empower people to tell their own stories. And to me, that's what really shifts when you have that knowledge on the board as well as in conversation.
Find our full story about the Hermitage and retellings of Nashville's Black history at WPLN.org.